Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Frustration Furnace. We're all about turning that anger into action, right? And let's be honest, sometimes the biggest source of frustration isn't a screaming toddler or a traffic jam. It's that feeling of overwhelm when your space feels chaotic. Whether it's your home office piled high with papers or your kitchen counter looking like a science experiment gone wrong. Ever feel like you're drowning in stuff? You know that feeling when you can't find anything because everything is in its own little world? Well, today we're tackling the beast. How to stay organized and decluttered in both your home and work life. Trust me, this isn't about becoming a minimalist fanatic or throwing away all your belongings. It's about finding that sweet spot where you feel calm, collected, and in control. Now, I've been there myself. Trust me, I'm not some Zen master who lives in a perfectly curated space. But over time, I've learned some tricks that really work. And these aren't your typical, clean your desk every day, cliches. We're talking about strategies that actually fit into your life and make things easier, not harder. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer the clutter. 1. Start small. Don't try to tackle everything at once. It's a recipe for burnout. Pick one small area, maybe a drawer or a shelf, and focus on decluttering that first. It could even be just your email inbox. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't run 26 miles on your first day, right? Start with a manageable goal and build from there. 2. The 20-20 rule. This is a game changer. If you can replace an item for under $20 and in less than 20 minutes, let it go. It's amazing how many things we hold onto that we could easily replace if needed. Plus, freeing up that space can be incredibly liberating. 3. Everything has a home. This might sound obvious, but designate a specific place for everything. When things have a designated spot, you're less likely to leave them lying around creating clutter. Think of it like assigning seats in a classroom. Everyone knows where they belong. 4. The one in, one out rule. For every new item you bring into your home or office, get rid of something old. This helps prevent things from piling up in the first place and keeps you mindful about what you're bringing in. It's like a constant inventory check, ensuring your space stays balanced. 5. Make it a habit. Organizing isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing process. Spend 10 to 15 minutes each day decluttering or tidying up. You can even set reminders on your phone or use a habit tracker app to stay motivated. Think of it like brushing your teeth. It takes just a few minutes, but it makes a huge difference in the long run. Okay, now let's talk about a real-world scenario that many of us face. Picture this. You're rushing to get ready for work, and you can't find your keys anywhere. Your mind races, where are they? Did I leave them in the car? Did I take them out with me yesterday? You frantically search through every pocket, drawer, and corner of your home. Finally, after what feels like an eternity, you spot them tucked away behind a pile of papers on your desk. Frustrating, right? This situation can easily be avoided with just a little organization. Think about designating a specific spot for your keys. Maybe a key hook by the door or a small dish on your entryway table. By creating a designated home for your keys, you'll save yourself time, stress, and countless moments of frustration. So there you have it. 5 powerful strategies to help you stay organized and decluttered in both your home and work life. Remember, the key is to start small, make it a habit, and be kind to yourself along the way. Think about this. A clutter-free space can lead to a clearer mind, reduced stress levels, and even increased productivity. Isn't that something worth striving for? Now, I want to hear from you. What's your biggest organizing challenge? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below or on our social media pages. And don't forget to subscribe to the Frustration Furnace so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep turning that anger into action.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.